I think I forgot what our next category is. Okay. Oh, that's right. We now turn to a category that bespeaks amnesia. The nominees for the most classic TV episode that nobody remembers are Revenge from Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Shady Deal at Sunny Acres from Maverick.
Log 172, Adam 12.
No One Gets Out of Here Alive from Wise Guy.
And the winner of the most classic TV episode that nobody remembers is... Log 172, Adam 12, Universal Home Video.
One date?
No date.
You're putting me down, Pete.
Now, maybe I'm the first person in your life that ever said no to you. Or maybe you're just trying to get a good story to tell at cocktail parties. Or maybe you just don't have anything better to do with your time. You see, Miss Lang, I don't like you. And what's even more important, you turn me off. But good.
You gonna tell me about it?
About what?
Come on, quit kidding around. How did it go last night?
Well, how did what go?
Your date with Penny Lang.
Oh.
You gonna tell me about it or not?
There's much to tell. We had dinner, caught a show, went dancing. Oh, she's a good dancer.
And that's it?
That's it. Oh, there is one more little thing.
What?
Well, she's not gonna be a problem anymore. Not at all.
John, in this episode of Adam 12, Officer Pete Malloy spends half an hour warding off the advances of a rich, beautiful blonde. John, if you had a wealthy blonde bombshell stalking you, what would your course of action be?
Well, you know, I just watched this episode fresh today to get a good feel for my answers and responses to you.
What dedication to this program.
And I have to tell you, Jim, that they of course don't show the date. It's only conversed about in the patrol car between Reed and Malloy, but you come to pretty much one of three conclusions.
Yes.
Okay. Either he was really, really annoying and boorish and loudmouthed and annoying on the date because she's, quote, high society.
Yes.
That's one.
High maintenance.
High maintenance. Yeah. Two, he killed her because he says she won't be a problem. She won't be a problem anymore.
I didn't get that interpretation.
Yeah, yeah. That's one. And the third and most obvious, and I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
Yes.
But the character played by Martin Milner.
Yes.
Is gay. I'm sorry. Pete Malloy. That's what I got out of it.
Well, that's actually going to be a later category that we're going to cover on the show.
Because if you watch the series as a whole, this guy never really, none of the dates really stick, and you know.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I guess Jack Webb about
sorry
that.
Sorry to burst your bubble on that one, Jim. But well, by the way, it was Peggy Lane was the character name of a lovely woman whose real name was.
Anna Capri. The actress. Right.
And
right.
They played a song in the background. Did you hear the song they played in that?
A Strangers in the Night?
No. Peggy Lane, you're stalking me.
Oh, yeah, I
missed
that.
I wish you'd stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you play that backwards, aren't the satanic messages when you play that song?
Exactly.